Hello, my name is Christopher Yu, and this is my testimony. I was baptized into the Catholic Church when I was in second grade, and I had practiced Catholicism for 13 years. I was no ordinary Catholic. I was a certified catechist, a Catholic teacher, able to teach in public schools across New South Wales. I taught at my local Korean church for 6 years, but luckily, both the catechism and the Catholic Bible didn't make much sense to me. I honestly had more questions than answers. So I taught the children the only thing I knew was right. Love one another and treat others like you would like to be treated. In hindsight, I was a wandering Catholic, seeking answers that no one seemed to have. Someone so lost that all he could do was pray for a miracle. But without knowing the will of God, it was nearly impossible for my prayers to be answered. It was not until my brother in Christ, Luke Yu, who God saw as an acceptable vessel to witness to me, that I came to know the truth. For Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." I went through the sinner's prayer with Luke, and I obtained my salvation on what I believe to be the 3rd of September 2015. I stepped out in faith and began to attend the services at the Metropolitan Baptist Church. I understood my salvation through Jesus Christ, but I still had my doubts. It was not until recently that I had come to fully believe. I asked myself, do I believe in God? Yes. Do I believe there is such a thing called the inspired Word of God? Yes. Do I know where to find the inspired Word of God? I knew the English translation of it was the King James Version, but did I know why? So I asked, I seeked, I knocked, and I miraculously found. When I made the choice to believe this, something in me started to change. I sought the Word of God for answers, and I kept being reminded of this particular verse. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. I looked into the Believer's Bible Dictionary that my brother in Christ Elliot gave me to see what mammon meant. It read, money and possessions. This began to convict my heart. I began seeking the Word for more answers and praying for understanding. With my belief and full conviction that I have the true, inspired, and preserved Word of God in English, I began to understand the will of God like I have never before, even when I've read those same verses again and again. I was a witness to God's power and the Word. But when I came to know the truth, I was also very scared, afraid to let go of the things I thought were important. Fear gripped me, and I began battling myself to sleep. I was reminded that this is not just between God and I. For it is written, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." I knew that this fight was more real than anything I've ever known, for I knew that we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities. As I began to realize the truth, I also realized that God had finally answered my prayers. He has indeed shown me the truth through His holy, prophetic, and eternal Word. But at that time, I realized that the truth also came with a price. Just like the Lord Jesus Christ paid the price for our sins, so through His death and resurrection, we may have the gift of eternal life. With these understandings, I choose to believe and follow my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I have peace because Jesus promised in His Word that my yoke is easy and my burden light. In my newfound belief, I put my trust in Him that created all and lean on Him for understanding, and if I acknowledge Him in all ways, then He will direct my path. I do believe. That is why I am here today, getting baptized, being added on to His church, that is the family here at Metropolitan Baptist Church. I may not have victory over all sin, but I choose to obey, not to be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of the mind, that I may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So in His time, I may be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, and meet for the Master's use. This is my testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ.